To Mono Negatives, we heard the band
Priors. Very good, yes. Segue. I like that. We heard the title track off of Daffodil, a fantastic record. I really enjoy how Priors marry this combination of hyper aggressive rock and, to an extent, power pop.
On this one especially, it seems like they took more time with the production. Not that there was anything wrong with the production before, but there's more acoustics on this one, more instrumentation. Really good stuff. From Montreal's Priors. Before that, we heard another great Montreal band, La Securité. They had an album out earlier this year called Stay Safe, and we heard the song Hot Topic. And then we started off the set with music from Vancouver's Autogram. We heard Plastic Punks from their latest Music That Humans Can Play was the name of that release. And coming up next, we're going to play more music from Montreal to start off the next set.
That's right. We're going to be hearing from Teke Teke, a band that we've played for a few years now that I'm saying marry a lot. They combine great...
Well, maybe they married.
They may have married their music. I'm not sure.
Maybe there was, agreement, mutual.
Well, if so, happy ceremony. But, yes. Honestly, this group is incredible for the sounds that they combine. Surf music, garage, Japanese soundtrack scores. Like, it's just incredible. They're one of the most unique bands out there right now. I'm really glad we're going to be playing something from their latest release, Hagata. From that, we're going to hear the track Gotoku Lemon. And then we're going to be playing some more experimental rock music in this next set. So it's going to get a little funky and a little weird. I hope that's just how you want your Saturday night to be.
Yes, come get weird with us in this next set. Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM and also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. This is music from Teke Teke.
Maka chance. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 times. I saw your painted lines as the drove by on my way home. I saw your hair with your hard hat on. It's something watching wear so silly and soft. I'm not about that. I think you should. I could be a model when you're laid off. Come in, girl, machine operator. Where did you go? I want to see you later. I'm alone right now. I hope that somehow you can feel the hole in my heart.
Preconceptions, Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. Adam and Dave counting down some of our favorite records of the year with that last one, ending off with an album we didn't really play too much from, but it gets my bells jingling. Oh, wait, that's you. You have jingle bells in your hand.
Actually, we didn't play anything from this album this year.
What? It doesn't qualify.
We did play another album that they had out this year.
You broke your own rule.
Which was a reissue. So, yeah.
But why don't you tell us about that sweet record, because that was pretty good.
Yeah, it's a great new record from Sunny in the Sunsets, based out of San Francisco. They've had many albums out, kind of like a garage band that dip into psych. And that track was called... Where is it?
Oh, it's called Waiting.
Waiting, from their new release, Self-Awareness Through Macrame. And, it's out through Rocks in Your Head Records, a cool label based out of San Francisco as well. Prior to that, we heard music from Horse Chops. Now, this is actually an EP, so I guess we broke two rules in this set.
Well, no, we just said releases, not necessarily that they had to be full-length records, but this is...
Really cool stuff.
Yeah, it's a great debut EP from this garage group. They hail from Steady Brook, Newfoundland, and Labrador. I'm really glad we had a chance to get this at CJAM. You know, this is the thing I always mention when there's a chance to... Here on CJAM and Revolution Rock, you're going to hear music that you don't have a chance to hear on other mainstream stations. And this is why I think CJAM is so important to the community. In addition to all the other great programming it offers, it does highlight brand new music you're not going to hear anywhere else. I just hope we're going to have many more releases from this group. Again, from their self-titled EP, Horse Chops, we heard Comely Girl, Machine Operator. And I think we were feeling a little bit hoarse in that set, because who did we hear before that?
Feeble Little Horse.
That's right, Feeble Little Horse. We heard the song Steamroller, which was a single from their release Girl with Fish. That is a Pittsburgh quartet. This album was released on Saddle Creek Records. And prior to that, we heard the fifth album of the duo of Rachel Brown and Nate Amos, otherwise known as Water From Your Eyes. We heard the song True Life from their album Everyone's Crushed, a really interesting mixture of experimental rock, some electronic elements. You know, you named Beck as an influence or a possible comparison. I was thinking Laurie Anderson, and I think there's so many other ones that you can pull up. A very hard band to put your finger on, but really I love how they break so many conventions, and they make a very unique sound with that. And speaking of breaking conventions, before that we heard from Teke Teke.
Yeah, we heard from their album that came out this year called Haggadah. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. And we heard Goku Lemon. Really just a unique band, as we talked about earlier. They're mixing elements of traditional Japanese music with surf and psychedelic.
Yeah, and you know, just such a unique group. And that's another thing I really love about the station and why I think CJAM is so important for music lovers. You're going to hear new styles and new breaking artists performing genres and combinations of genres you're not going to hear anywhere else. And yet it still fits so lovely into this little umbrella we call rock and roll. What we're going to get into next, though, is another little tangent where we're going to explore some more countrified artists, I guess you could call it. Starting off with one of the groups that really had a huge break in terms of establishing alternative country. We're, of course, talking about the legendary band Wilco that had another fantastic album released this year with Cousin.
Yeah, we're going to hear the title track from this release. They get a little experimental on this album, and it was actually produced by Kate LeBon, who I believe also plays some instrumentation on the record.
Mm-hmm. In fact, just so you know, she plays a little bit on this song in particular.
Yes, really cool stuff, something a little different from Wilco, and we got some more, I guess we can say, countrified music in this upcoming set.
Yeah, countrified, country adjacent, if you will. So you're going to be hearing that. You're going to want to stay tuned to 9 o'clock, though, where we end off the program, highlighting our favorite records of 2023. In fact, don't even just stay tuned to 9 o'clock. Stay tuned afterwards, because Mark Hazebon is up next with the Cowboys and Indies program, and he has a great episode lined up for you to take you through your Saturday night here on the CJAM airwaves. With that said, Dave, let's get to Wilco.
Let's do it. This is Cousin on Revolution Rock. We'll be right back.
Go ahead, Russell. There's an old man in the foothills, and if he ain't dead, he's living there still. But them little cutting horses all his life. That's a high dollar habit he don't mind. Financed, building songs, and losing wives. Won't get much on mountain time, except older, the figure high. You got to fill the big empty with little songs. There's a lady on the high line, she's fighting drought in her own mind. Day by day, she's been losing to the wind. Cause between the price of feed and the moisture she don't see, the gal considered selling out or pitting in. Might not see a soul for days on them high and lonesome plains. You got to fill big empty with little songs. You got to fill the big empty with little songs.